Blog Talk Radio. Was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off today. And each and every time we come on here, we start it off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you got in your set place so you can go before the throne. Amen. Those of you that have prayer lists, we touch and agree with your prayer list. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you all honor, glory, and praise. Thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you. Knowing, O God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and Father, you see all prayer lists is raised before you today, Lord Father, hands being laid on them, Lord Father. Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord, Father. Father God, that you're not a respecter person, Lord, Father, and we thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord, and the prayers that you are about to answer. Father, we're thanking you for every praise report this day, Lord. Father, that they find it not robbery, Lord Father, to give you the honor, the glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Father, knowing, O God, that if it was not for you, Lord, Father, where would we be today, Lord? So, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Dorian, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father God, you know what is going on within her this day, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you this day, Lord, Father, to touch her body this day, Lord, Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord, Father. And, Father God, we're praying right now, Lord, Father God, for her salvation this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you, glorifying and magnifying you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, that he continue, Lord, Father, press on, Lord, Father, trusting in you, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for seeing the blood covering him this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through him this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're just lifting your name on high because we know what you have done for him, doing for him and about to do for him, Lord Father. Continue, O God, to see the blood covering, Lord Father God, that household this day, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen his wife, Etra, this day, O God, as we cover her under the blood, Lord Father, and speak supernatural strength, Lord Father God, within her this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Donna, Eva, Dale, Carla, Kathy, Lord Father. Father, as we hold them before you, Lord, Father,
We come against cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to root up, pluck up, Lord, Father God, that cancer right now, Lord, Father, and all the tentacles that go along with it this day, Lord, Father. Father God, we're speaking life, Lord, Father God, into them this day, O God. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as we hold them in prayer, Lord, Father. Father God, that your will be done within them this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, as we continue to speak healing to her body, O God. Supernatural strength, Lord. Father God, we ask you to do it for her this day, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we're just saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing prayers this day, oh God. And Father God, as you see, Lord, Father God, prayer lists is raised before you, Lord, Father. Hands being laid upon them this day, oh God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for even strengthening that prayer warrior, Lord, that intercessor, that watchman, Lord, Father, that leader right now, Lord, Father, that is warring and interceding on others' behalf this day, oh God. Father God, we ask you to put a hedge of protection round about them, oh God, keeping them covered under the blood, knowing that no weapons that is formed against them, oh God, shall prosper this day, O Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Father, we know, O God, that today is Thanksgiving, Lord, Father. But, Father, we don't just give you thanks just on this day, O God. We give you thanks each and every day, Lord, Father, that we wake up in the morning clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. We give you thanks, Lord, Father God, for our waking up and our going down, Lord, Father. We give you thanks right now, Lord, Father, for all you have done, doing, and about to do for us this day, O God. For, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted this day, O Lord. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, for being long-suffering, O God. We thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you, Lord. We're glorifying and magnifying you, O Lord. O Lord, we cancel the assignment right now of the enemy, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out this day, O God. Father, we just say thank you. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on the midst, Lord, Father, in the midst this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, Lord, Father, for touching hearts and minds this day, Lord, Father, stopping deaf ears this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I just say thank you today. I thank you for waking me up clothed in my right mind. I don't know about nobody else, but as long as I have breath in this body, I will continue to give God glory, give him the praise, and give him the honor, because if it was not for him being on my side, all I can say is, where would I be today? Where would I be today? Have you asked yourself that question? I know that it's Thanksgiving Day, and everyone is busy cooking their Thanksgiving meal, preparing for family and friends to come on over. And like I said in Bible study, we prepare for everything except
preparing for God, preparing ourselves. And just put yourself in there, preparing me for the Lord. Am I right? Am I getting it right that when my name is called, I am ready? Like I say, we're getting everything. You know, we're doing our cleaning, the last minute shopping, the cooking. We've been cooking for and baking for a couple of days now. But did you take the time to even stop just one time and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I have a problem. Lord, that I continually, consistently do. Help me. Lord, I need to get it right with you. I need you to come in. I need you to root up. I need you to clean me up inside. Are we asking God this day? Or are we just going about our business? No day is promised to us. It's a blessing. It's a gift that we are here today. We are here today that we can go about our daily lives. We wake up, we don't say thank you. We go to sleep, we don't say thank you. You know, we just about our own business and not about God's business. Today is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for today? Did you even say, thank you, Lord, for this day? I am not standing in judgment. I'm not in a hospital. I'm able to move about. I have the use of my limbs, my senses. I just say thank God. And know this broadcast here, it doesn't matter whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever it is. It falls on a Wednesday and a Thursday, and we are here. We are here to bring the word. We are on our post. We staying on our post this day. Thanking God that he is allowing this broadcast to touch many nations. Not just many nations, but touching the people in those nations this day. We say thank you. We take it not for granted. So I'm trusting that you will open up your eyes today. Open up your mind today. Allow God to just do the work in you this day. Allow God to work on you. And be thankful for it this day. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Ain't nobody mad but the devil this day. And know that the devil will try anything to get you out of character,
continue to give God praise, honor, and glory. Amen. I'm going to start this broadcast by reading Psalms 136. It said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." His mercy, not your mercy, his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. You notice, not just giving thanks alone, but it's always for his mercy endureth forever. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy upon us, upon our loved ones' lives, as we take things for granted. And I say we take things for granted. You take that person, whether it be a loved one or a friend, or even, you know, someone that just passed by and helped you out, you take it for granted. Some people don't even say thank you. Someone gave them something and they don't even say thank you. They don't say thank you. It's like, this is what you're supposed to do. And go about. See, you learn at a very early age, you know, manners. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you. You're welcome. You walk into a place, you don't even say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Is it that parents don't teach their children manners anymore? Are we not teaching them to be thankful when someone do something for them, to take it not for granted? You ought to thank God each and every day that you wake up. Each and every day. You have a job. Thank you, Lord, for that job. Your bills being paid in full. Whether it be on time or it be late, we just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to pay this bill. Thank you, Lord, for the finances. Thank you, Lord, for a roof over our head this day. But to say thanks takes too much out of us. It takes too much out of us for us to even say thanks. But when you want something, you're going to be the, how to say, I'm going to say the fakest person around. You're going to be the fakest person around because you're going to pretend that you so care for someone until you get what you want. And when you get what you want, then you go about and
Did you even say thank you? Did you even say thank you? That's all we have to say. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Happy Thanksgiving, Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, Minister Diane, and to everyone that is listening this morning. Man, time to talk about it at Blog Talk Radio. Happy, happy Thanksgiving to you and family and friends. And a time of coming together where you can unite and love run from heart to heart. But you know, Minister Diane, I don't know about you, but I have learned, man, not to just only give thanks just on this day, a Thanksgiving day that has been set aside, but all 365 days of the year that the Lord have allowed us to see. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I thank God, amen, for him saving me. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just thank God for all that he have done in my life. And he have brought me thus far by faith. Man, and as you was talking, amen, I was looking here at Psalms 92, verse 1. Say, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Oh, we make praise God, amen. It's a time now, amen. If you got food on your table, clothes on your back, and as you said, a roof over your head, amen, and you have transportation to go to and fro, you know, you have so much to be thankful for. You may not have all that you want, but thank God that he has supplied our needs. And I just give him thanks this morning for all that he has done. Praise God in my life. Amen. He had brought me through, amen, some trying times, amen. And I lost the apostle, and amen, Deacon Mike, also Deacon Chris, praise God. But he always brings me out to bring me into something better. And as I was telling you on yesterday, I missed that dressing. Praise God. Amen. I really do, amen. I tell you. This was the time that she would make that, get that horses for that dressing. And I tell you, I just dwelling on that all day long on yesterday. Praise God. But yet, God is yet good. And his mercy endures forever. Praise God. You know, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. That's in Psalms 92, verse 2. Man, and we just want you to call in, praise God, amen. You don't have to stay on the line. Just call in, praise God, and give God thanks. Praise the Lord of what the Lord have done for you. And this is what it's all about this morning, you know, just to give God glory. Give God praise. You know, he done brought you, 11 months here. And we one more. Praise God. Just the year of 2023 is just about out of here. You know, now we can forget about them other 10 months. And we are winding down to month number 11. And we're here now on Thanksgiving Day. We embrace now the holiday season. You know, we want to continue to pray and ask God to dispatch his angel to over our families and our and friends and men, and it's everything that he have placed in our hand. Praise God. Because we're living in dangerous and troubled times. But I don't know about you, but I have learned to dwell on God's promises, because he's able,
amen,
to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or thank, according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, so we have so much to be thankful for. So, Diane, just let me know if you get some callers. Praise God. If you just want to have a high time in the Lord, amen, and share your testimony with you. You know, we overcome by our testimony. Praise God. And I know the Lord, amen, has been good to somebody. Come on and give God thanks this morning.
That's what I'm talking about. We can go to a football game, a basketball game, whatever game you go to, and they can praise their team. They will root for their team. A team that ain't doing nothing for them, a game that is not doing nothing for them. But when it comes to God and God's business, as I always hear you all say, they need to be pumped and primed. Meaning you don't have to tell me to praise God, to give God thanks, because I know if it was not for him that wake me up this morning, I will not be here. I will be standing in judgment today. So yes. I thank God. Amen. I don't need nobody to pump and prime me and, you know, say, hey, what are you thankful for? I know you all hear me every time I come on this broadcast, and not just on this broadcast. I thank God for waking me up in the morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well.
Amen.
And knowing that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. You give him praise. You give him glory and bishop.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the time where everybody's about their business. They do not know God until they're in that
something
body.
Happens. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the only time.
So true. And you shouldn't wait to when you get in desperate times to want to give God thanks. Come on and pray for me. Pray for, you know, we should pray at all times. Praise God. Psalms 95. Verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. See, this is what Minister Diane is telling us. Praise God. You know, we ought to be happy, happy, happy that the Lord woke us up this morning. Let me tell you something out there. You and that are listening up under the sound of our voice, we are beyond a miracle. If we woke up this morning, all praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you now, don't take it lightly and take it for granted now. And if you have been preparing food and have going to have food on your table and food to eat, you know, it's always, if you look around, it's somebody less fortunate than you are or we are. See, so we have so much, so much to be thankful for. Come on, let's, the lines is open. And as Minister Diane often tells you, she'll give you the number and you match the one or whatever means you may be listening. It's always a way that you can get into the station, amen, to share your testimony. You know, it ain't how long, it's how strong, you know. It's not the length but the strength. So come on, let's have a good time in the Lord. Praise God. And amen. I don't think you're eating this early, you know. And if it is, it's a blessing. Amen. You'll be full before 12 o'clock. Am I right? Praise God.
What'd you say? You're eating all day. You're snacking.
I'll be eating all day. I know that's right.
For dinner, you ain't hungry no more because you snack while you was, cooking and preparing and baking, because, you know, I remember that we would always have, you know, when we bake the cake, you always have that little sample you just take and put just a little bit of mixture in a separate pan bake that, because you can't cut the cake. That was the sample piece right there, you know. And you just can't wait to just break into the the bigger thing. Like you said, you know, Thanksgiving time is, you know, we miss a possum. We can't help but to miss a possum. You know, we miss Pastor Sharon. She would come down and she would help, and it's just
and we shared each other food, and Pastor Sharon would bring bring hers, and she would take stuff back. I mean, it was just a joyful time, you know. Oh, praise God there with that. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about when you'd be making that dressing. My man, oh, praise God, I tell you. Oh, we used to have some joyful times. I tell you, used to rub me out of the neck. You used to eat all of it.
I know somebody else got laughing at me. It's okay. You all know how I am with that seafood, and I'd be like, oh, Lord, I know a possum knew. She knew, she's like, but she said, you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
And she'll sit back there, and she'll, you're not throwing away my stuff, are you?
Oh, praise the Lord.
And that's the thing. You know, just like how she, you know, will tell me, okay, make sure this is in there, make sure that is in there, don't throw my stuff away.
Wait,
you know,
right.
Preparing all the ingredients had to have been there to prepare the stuffing.
And we used to pick at you so much. You go get gloves to put on, boy, and me and Mike are going to be rolling.
You know I'm putting on my gloves. For me to touch that and just, I'll be like, Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't know, you see? But it tastes good, though. Prayer. You're working and you're praying, and I'm like, Lord, please, don't let my gloves break. Don't let it get cut. Lord, touch this dressing. That is just the way Apostle wants it.
That's
you
right.
know, and that people be blessed when it is they eat. And people don't believe in, as they cook, they pray. You know, you cooking with love.
Yeah,
you
that's what she used to say all the time.
Love.
She
and you can tell when food is cooked with love.
Right. She used to say that
you
all
can
the time.
Tell.
Yeah. She used to say that all the time. She, I remember her telling you that all the time. Diane, while you were mixing it and you are stirring and thing and praying and over the food, and then as you preparing it, like you say, you're doing it with love. And she was so right. You could, you know, it's a difference when the food is cooked with love. You could tell, you know, because there's nothing left out. There's nothing left. You did it out the goodness and the pure of your heart. And that's what she was talking about, you know. So she was so right. So come on, people. I know it's somebody listening. We just not here by ourselves. I know it's somebody there. Amen. Come on and call and encourage Minister Diane and just share your testimony, you know. How good God been to you this year. Amen, and giving thanks. Minister Diane, I was looking here. I'm just pulling, as you're talking, I'm pulling scriptures about Thanksgiving. Psalms 100 and verse number, praise the Lord, verse number 4. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. All praise the Lord. I tell you, and that's what it's all about. Man, we have to be in the house of the Lord, into his gates, into his presence. amen, today, amen, because why? We are talking about the Lord. Why you say that? He said, well, there's what, two or three gathered together in his name. There he'll be in the midst. So come on.
Amen.
Call in. Share your testimony. Go ahead, Minister.
And again, Bishop, when you drop down to verse number 5, what does it say?
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
His mercy. And you notice
amen.
All the time, the scriptures that we're reading,
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
thanksgiving, mercy
right.
is in there. Mercy is in there. But those,
why?
You say, every
mm-hmm.
word in the Bible is important.
Amen.
In giving God thanks, his goodness and his
mm-hmm.
mercy
mm-hmm.
endure it forever, is
yeah,
everlasting.
Oh, praise God. Come on,
is
Mr. Diane.
Everlasting. His
mm-hmm.
goodness and mercy. We up under grace. Those that believe, we are
mm-hmm.
up under grace, his
yes.
goodness, his
mm-hmm.
mercy. When we go before God and ask God for forgiveness, his mercy.
Right.
He could be like, no, you've done this, his mercy. And thank God, I thank you, God, that you're not like man.
Man. Oh,
you created man. But the attributes that man has, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy.
Mercy.
Because man will crucify you in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness and mercy, I don't know where that's at within them. I don't know.
That's in Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. I think it should be 7 and 15. Praise God.
You said 2 Chronicles what?
7 and 15. Let me see.
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Yeah.
And what's the verse?
No. See, no, it's not that one. No, not that one. It's got to be third. 7 and 14.
I was in
another book. I'm trying to get to it now.
Second Chronicles 7 and 14, it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attended unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Mm-hmm.
For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not it, though. That's not the one I want. You're looking for mercy and do it forever.
Mm. Goodness and mercy.
Mercy. Oh, praise the Lord.
Mercy, the mercies of God. The mercies of God. Imagine you on your
sick bed, doctors give up on you. But mm-hmm. God's goodness and mercy give you another chance.
Here's one, Psalms 106. Psalms 106, say, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That's Psalms 106.
Yeah.
After I was trying to pull all of God's mercy endures forever. I was trying to pull all the scriptures for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The goodness of God. The goodness of God. And you know.
You cannot fail. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I thank God that when you're praying for people, and they follow up with you, and they say, this is what God done. I am here. He changed the things that people take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see, just even for God to move on paperwork, and he moves where all
mm-hmm.
others had doubt, and he moved. When you were so sick in your body, yet God moves. He moves because he heard the prayers of the righteous. And that's why I say thank you to each and every listener that touch and agree with us when we are
mm-hmm.
praying. Your
mm-hmm.
prayers are not in vain. You may never know that what that person that you're praying for. You may never know the outcome, you know, of that. But you're thanking God. You're thanking God, you know,
mm-hmm.
for touching them, for healing them, you know, for strengthening them. You know, whatever situation that they are going through, that you're just thanking God for them. Sometimes we are so sick in our body that our mind is not even focused on praying or thanking God. We are focused on the pain that we're going through. The pain
mm-hmm.
that we're in right now, you're not even thinking about saying, Lord, thank you. But someone that is praying with you, for you, can say, Lord, thank you for touching. Thank you for rising them up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your healing virtue. You know, it's a blessing when people call and give their testimony.
Right.
Because that testimony encourages someone else to go another step farther, to begin to trust God.
Amen.
Then to trust and say, well, he did it for them, so he can do it for me too.
Right.
You
know, Psalms 23, Psalms 23 and 6 is surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Still talking about his mercy. Psalms 23 and 6.
See, and Psalms 23, you know, don't say, you see like how you say Psalms 23 and 6, I could tell you, I didn't learn it by the the verse. Okay, verse 1 says such and such.
I learned the whole thing. So for
right.
me to say, okay, verse 6, what does verse 6 say? Now, you know, I would have to go to Psalm 23 and see
right.
what verse 6 says. But as you begin to say it, I can say, okay, hey, verse 6 says, if you tell me it had 10 verses in it, I'll be like, okay, that's what you say. Because I never looked at Psalm 23 on how much verses it was or anything. I know I learned from the Lord is my shepherd down to the Lord forever.
Right.
Which is the last of it. And
right.
that alone will bring you through no matter what it is that you're going through, whether you're in need of something, you need to prepare, whatever it is that you're going through.
Psalm 23 is a song of victory. This is what David recited after he slew Goliath and cut his head off. This is what he recited. It's a song of victory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See? And that's for us today. So we know who was our shepherd, who was our high priest. And,
amen.
Whatever he say, we follow, we obey. We keep his commandments. Wherever he lead, that's where we go. See? Why? He is our shepherd. He is the good shepherd. See? And the good shepherd keep his sheep. See? And that's what it's all about. He said he lead us what? Through still waters. Notice if the water is rough, sheep going to run from it. But notice what the scriptures say in the 23rd Psalm, right?
Leading me beside the still waters.
See, that's then the sheep will come and drink. Because the water is what? Still.
Still.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. See how good God is? The Lord always wants to lead us and guide us, but in peace. See? Whatever trouble or situation we're in, he always brings us out to bring us into something better. But he always leading us to what? Still water. Okay? Go ahead. What did he say?
Because he's a God of peace, a God of love.
Love.
And
okay.
when you're in that war, he is there because he said
right.
he will fight against those that fight against you.
Right.
And you always put yourself right there. That's why I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'll be in conversation, and I would say, thank you, Lord. You know,
right.
talking with my husband, talking with others, I'll be like, thank you, Lord. And they'll be like, what are you thanking God for? They want to know what is it that, because what the conversation that we're having, how is it you come in with thank you, Lord? I know
mm-hmm.
that's what many people that be saying. But
mm-hmm.
when you look back and you think back, just the very little things that God have done for you. I tell people, and I know that I have talked about it on this broadcast. I was, 18, 19 years old when I was racing. You know, I was with my mom's car, and we were playing passing. You know, it was, you know, you crazy. Put it this way. You look at it and you know you were crazy. And Bishop, there is a corner home that they call Dead Man's Corner, okay, because you cannot see the vehicle coming around that corner. If you decide to pass a vehicle, this is where I'm going to say, God, goodness and mercy in our foolishness. And I didn't just pass one car. I think I passed about three cars coming around that corner. As I come around that corner. And I remember my, I think it was my brother was in the car with me, or one of my cousin, my male cousin was in the car with me. And at first, in my mind, I was hesitant. And then I say, if you hesitate, you know, you're going to get in an accident. And I just stepped out, I punched it, and I passed those vehicles. And I went ahead, and I'm like, as I turned that corner, I kid you not, Bishop, as I turned that corner and pulled in, had I hesitated, let me tell you something, Bishop, I will not be here. You would not have known me. You will not. You wouldn't have known me because, Bishop, I think back and I look and I say, thank you, Lord. Even in my foolishness, you kept me. Even in my foolishness, you kept me. I'm alive today. Because of his goodness and his mercy.
Mercy. That's right. All of us.
You know, that's, and this is what I'm saying, the little simplest of things. You're going through something. But God, where it devastated someone and sent them that they lost their mind, God kept you clothed in your right mind. When you was going through it, the little simplest of things. I thank God for the time that he gave me with my mom. I thank God because I look and I said, here it is that, you know, he extended my mom life. And he told us he extended her life. Okay? And I thank God for using the woman of God. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then here it is, Pastor Sharon. She brought me into this ministry. I thank God for her. I thank God for her being a sister, a friend, and a pastor. I thank God. I take it not for granted.
Amen.
I thank God, you know, that I was able to meet Apostle Porter in this ministry. Again, I say I thank God. Why? Because look where I'm at today. Those three women that I just called caused me to be where I'm at today.
That's right.
By the grace of God, his goodness, his mercy, and my willingness to do. Was I willing all the time? No, I was not willing. Was there tests and trials, and will there continue to be tests and trials? Yes, there will. But I will continue to say, thank you, Lord, even when I'm hurting, thank you, Lord, for never leaving me nor forsaking me, bringing back his word to his remembrance. Not that he need remembering, because the word is there, but to let him know I thank him. I don't take him for granted. And not every day is going to be sunshine. They are going to be some rainy days. But what are you going to do in those rainy days? Are you going to thank him? Are you going to praise him? when those rain days come? Or are you going to walk away and step out and go out in the rain where he can shelter you, and all you have to do is what he said? He leaded me beside the still waters. So that rain that is coming down, that test that you're going through, that trial that you're going through, whatever it is, he had that umbrella right there sheltering you from that rain, from you getting wet. Or will you accept that help? Because he is not going to go against our will.
Oh, no.
He is not going to go against our will.
That's why he gives you free will.
Exactly. And this is why we're preparing for everything else. Now, today is Thanksgiving, right? A day that everybody is going to be giving thanks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every day you ought to give thanks. 24/7, 365, you ought to be giving thanks. Every
Man.
Time you open up your eyes, you ought to give him thanks.
Right.
You could be in the hospital, in your sick bed. You ought to give God thanks. Give him thanks for using the doctors, giving them the knowledge, giving him thanks that you are still there. No matter what it is that you're going through, you're giving thanks. Christmas is coming up. Christmas is love. You will put that as love. They're not even going to say thank you, okay? But love, that's what it, everybody come together again. But now it's come together. It's not about love. It's come together to see, what did you get for me? It's Christmas. What did you buy for me? You know,
right.
It's Christmas time. Every day is Christmas. Why every day is Christmas? Every time you open up your eyes, it's a gift. It is a gift to you that you are allowed to open your eyes this morning. You are allowed to take that air and breathe for yourself. It's a gift that you have your limbs that you can use not just to help yourself but to help others as well. Yet, we don't thank God and we don't love in God.
Yeah.
But, you know, we give praises to everything. We give praises to our job. Oh, well. That boy, I just thank God for this job. But to do his business, to go out there and say, witness to somebody, you can't do that. And that's why I say we prepare for everything else except preparing our heart, our mind, our body for Christ. Everything else, we're preparing for. Everything else, we're giving thanks for.
Mr. Diane, if it's not in them, it's not going to happen. See,
that's what
Acts 1:8 tell us. You shall have power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Then you'll be a witness for the Lord. And that's the problem. See, they are lacking the Holy Ghost, the power. That's what will make you effective. To go out and witness for Christ. See, that's what he wanted 18, you know. See, let's go to it, Acts 1:8.
Okay.
Acts 1:8.
I'm getting there.
Oh, praise
yeah.
God.
I'm there.
All right. Go ahead and read it, 1:8.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses
on to me.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Now, but you shall receive what? Power after. You can't do nothing until after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses. See what he say?
Yeah.
See, it's got to be in people. They got to have some Holy Ghost. They got to have the anointing. They got to have God's Spirit in the inside of them. That's what make you an effective witness. People don't have to beg you and prime you to go and witness. When it's in you, the Holy Spirit, you're going to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You're not going to give them no invitation to come to Logan Yarn or to listen at the broadcast. You're going to tell them about Jesus Christ. That's what you're going to tell them about. See, and that's the problem. See, it say, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and it's a conjunction, meaning they're going to say some more, every word. Ye, me, you, me, ye is anybody or whosoever. Ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and the Samaritan and unto the utmost part of the earth. So wherever you go, because it's in you, you got the power, and you're going to witness. You're not going to be ashamed. Well, I don't live over here, so I ain't going to say nothing. So the Holy Spirit would make you an effective witness. Always remember that. But if it's not in them, they're not going to talk about it.
Amen. Amen. And this is what it is. What is it that we're even teaching our children today? Where did it stop, you know, that they stopped telling their children about Christ? Where did it stop? You know, because you was growing up and you said, you know what, I was supposed to go to church. I'm not going to do that to my children. And, you know, that begins to go down and, you know, it starts a generational curse upon them because you're leaving out Christ, the one that was kept, the one that kept you. See what happened when you take it out of schools and you know, out of the courtrooms. This is why when we look at our children today and, you know, where they're at, and those that just come into Christ and begin to war and intercede, you are going to be in a war because now you're not living in the world.
Right.
Now you have changed God and you come into the kingdom, you know, and the fact that God hears, answers, and his mercy, I tell you, God is good. And you see every scripture that we was reading, and it said, give thanks, you heard, his mercy endured forever. His mercy endured forever. God is
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
God is good. I just say, thank you, Lord, because God is good. He is good to
Amen.
Me.
Praise God.
I know where he brought me from.
Hebrews
I said, thank
chapter
you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 4, just what you're talking about, and this is why you can praise him like you do. In verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, there go again, and find grace
yes.
to help in the time of need. Look at what God give us. All we got to do is come. He always saying in his word, do what? Come. He's always there with outstretched arms. when he said, come to the throne of grace boldly. Let's come there boldly. See? And talk to God. He said, come boldly. You know how we get bold when somebody say something to us? We get bold and think, well, as it is in the natural, same in the spirit. The Lord wants us to come boldly to him. He wants us to hold him to his promises.
Amen.
We dwell a lot on our problems and troubles and situations. See, and the negative is still on God's promises. There's too many promises that in this word, we're living in a troubled world. But what is the promise? We are in the world, but we're not what? Of it. You just said it.
Yep.
See? We are in the kingdom. See?
Amen.
Take care
Amen.
Of God watch over us. Thank you for the
we
blood cover.
We have
covering.
Some callers, Bishop.
Oh, praise God.
We
come on. You're on
callers.
That. Talk to me.
Hey,
the Lord, you
say a happy Thanksgiving. Got to say a blessed Thanksgiving to you, Bishop.
Praise God. Thank you.
I got to give thanks for you, man. I got to give thanks for your late wife, Apostle Gloria.
Praise God.
I got to give
God.
Thanks, man. I know, man. I think we all do. But we got a lot to give thanks for, you know. We give thanks for the
Amen.
Time we had with her because we had good times with her. So we're going to give thanks for that
Amen.
And hold on to those memories, you know.
Amen.
Give thanks for all the lessons that she's taught us and the places she's brought us from and her
Amen.
Word and her messages, you know,
Amen.
Helping us to continue to grow. I give thanks to my
Amen.
Lovely wife and you know, all my children and extended family, you know. Just give thanks, man, because God has done so much for us. And I'll be
Amen.
Honest, you know, a lot of people would like to sit today and complain about the challenges and the struggles that they're facing. But I'm here to tell you, man, when you're going through it, you're learning from it. So you better keep giving thanks for that, too, because
that's
you
right.
know, he don't let you go through nothing unless you're going to learn something from it.
I know that's
he
right.
Don't just let you don't just let you suffer to suffer. You know, if that was the case, then Jesus just suffered to suffer. You know, he's the same God then as he is now. You know, we don't just suffer.
Amen.
You're going to go through some stuff, but you got to learn from it. And there's something in it for you to learn, so you got to keep doing it. And I thank God for that, you know, because we are in some trying times, but there's a lot of learning going on. People are actually
Amen.
Paying attention, you know, because we're learning from what we're going through. We're learning from what we're watching others go through, you know, so... As you turn on the TV and you see the different things happening, you're learning from it. There's good to learn from it as well as there's the negative to learn from it. And I hope and pray
Amen.
That we all continue to learn the good out of it, you know, that we can continue to protect ourselves and our families and continue and draw us closer to God, that, you know, the Holy Spirit can keep moving in us and through us, that we can help each other and continue to grow back to the communities that we used to be. And I thank God for that. You know, I thank God, as, you know, my lovely wife was saying, you know, that we all prepare for Thanksgiving. We prepare for Christmas. You know, we get on all the bacon and the cooking and stuff. You know, are we preparing for the return? Are we preparing
Amen.
For the return of the Savior? You know, because that's a lifetime preparation, you know. The more you do it, the closer you get, the better you become at it. But you got to keep doing it, you know. This race
mm-hmm.
is not for the swift. It's for those that can endure. And I give God thanks for that, you know.
Amen.
I just told a friend of mine this morning, you know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, man. It's how many times you get back up and get back in the fight. Ask forgiveness, you know, seek
right.
help and just keep it moving, you know. So I thank God for you guys, man. I thank God for the ministry and where it's brought me from. And I thank God for each and every one of us, you know, as we continue to strengthen and help each other.
Amen.
I really appreciate you guys, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wish I had 50 more like you, you know. But God knows what he's doing, and I just thank God that you came into Minister Diane's life and praise God into the ministry. And you was always a help. praise God, and was one that that we can always go, talk with and share the word of God with, amen, in some good times, praise God. But, you know, we got to keep on keeping on. This is what it's all about. The ministry don't stop at us, Mr. Benjamin. You know, this is why we have to equip our young generation. And the word tells us that he will raise up a generation that will obey his word. And this is what I be telling you, your wife. Praise God. She's in the place now where God is taking her to another level and another dimension in him. Praise God. And she is ready because she was equipped by the best. I tell you, I just thank God for Apostle and also Pastor Sharon. Praise God. She had it on both sides. They would never give her no slack. Praise God. And I just thank God. I just wish to God that they was here to see, you know, how she is carrying on. Praise God. They would be so ecstatic. I can see Apostle Nye just grinning. See, and he saying, I told you so. I knew it all the time because she was always pushing them. And she always wanted to stay in the background. But all them crutches is gone now, Mr. Benjamin. She got to stand up on her own two feet now. See, God always got a way. That is mighty sweet. Praise God.
You are so wrong, Bishop. You are so wrong, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'm God, you, Bishop, you're so right.
He took all them crutches away, but all them excuses, you know. She used to have every excuse in the book there, Mr. Benjamin. Ain't no more excuses now.
But, you know what?
No more.
We have another caller. We have another caller, okay? We have another caller.
Ahead,
hold
yo.
One moment.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
And we have Pastor George.
Everybody.
Praise God,
praise
Pastor.
The Lord.
Amen. We can barely hear you. You sound far away, Pastor George.
Take that earplug out. That's all it is.
Is that better?
There you go. Talk to her.
I'm not coming to put out the fire, Diane. I'm just adding coals to the fire.
All right.
You know what?
First of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Sister Diane, you've been a real trooper carrying this broadcast as far as you did. Bishop, I thank you for the words that you shared in my life since you've been in my life. And I thank God for even Mr. Benjamin, always been an inspiration, an example, you know, and always a motivator, you know. I thank God for each and every one in the ministry. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God each year it gets harder, but it gets better, you know. Our great soldiers, our Brigadier General are in heaven smiling down on the way things are going, because it's the instructions that were given, the marching orders to continue, which are being followed. And they would be so proud to know that the marching orders are still in effect, still going forward.
Amen.
But you know what? It's the little things that we do. It's the little things that we don't do that causes us to miss out on the blessings of God for
Amen.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I would also say life teaches. When you wake up in the morning, be prepared to go to school, because life teaches you, so never stop learning. There's always something to learn in life, be it good, bad, or indifferent. I always heard somebody say, no man is my enemy, no man is my friend, but every man is my teacher. Everybody can teach you
Amen.
Something.
So
everybody, if you talk to them long enough, will teach you something that you did not know, did not understand, did not recognize. Somebody can teach you something. But
Amen.
The key is you have to be teachable. You cannot go to school. You cannot go to school and graduate from school and not learn anything. That
right.
would make you a dummy because you have no desire to want to learn. You just there in body, but you ain't paying no attention to nothing. And I was always told and always heard, you have to pay attention. When people talk, you don't. You listen. When somebody's explaining something, as I was always, I heard say, shut up and listen. Sometimes we just need to listen to what people have to say and not want to always put in, as they say, our two cents or our suggestions. Sometimes people don't want you to answer them. They just want a sounding board. They just want to be heard. Okay, and listen because they have something to say. They have something to tell you. I always say, hear me now, listen to me later. People laugh at that phrase, but it's true. Because what I'm saying to you now, later on in life, you're going to say, oh, man, that's what that meant. That's what he was talking about. Or that's what she
Amen.
Was talking about. If I could have, would have, should have always come up in a conversation say, man, if I had to listen, I could have, you know, and I should have, you know. But life always has something to teach you. So I'm always ready to go to school when I wake up in the morning because I never know who or what I may encounter that may be able to teach me what I don't already know or add to what I already know. You may already know a lot of things, but you don't know everything. So somebody
Amen.
Somewhere is going to teach you what you need to know. You don't know everything. You may know a lot of things. You may know a whole lot of things. You may have a master's, a bachelor's, a Ph. And everything, but you still don't know everything. And the world, the Bible says the word of God is so simple that even a child can understand it. I had an illustration that I heard a while back that a guy with a Ph.D., doctor's degree, master's degree, took the Bible and stumbled over the words in the Bible. But a guy with a third grade education ran through it like he had a Ph.D., a master's degree, and associate science, whatever degree they have. And he just read that word like it was nothing. But the smartest of guys always stumble on the word of God because the word of God is spiritual. You got to understand spirit in order to get the word of God because it's speaking to your spirit and not your flesh. Okay? The word
Amen.
Of God was written by men in the spirit of God because the Holy Spirit is the spirit and he gave them the wisdom, the knowledge to write these words of what they've seen from their spirit. Each apostle in the Bible has a different word, but if you look at it close enough, it all comes together as one word. They all saw the same thing, but they're describing it differently. Okay, just like you see an accident. And I told somebody a while back, I know how bishops like to give illustrations. You know, there were three guys on a plane. There was a bishop. There was a pastor. There was a pilot and the smartest guy in the world. And the guy, and there was only two parachutes. So the guy, the smartest guy in the world, grabbed a parachute and say, oh, man, I'm out of here. And, he grabbed something, and he said, I'm out of here. He jumped out the plane. And it was just left the little boy and the bishop and the preacher. And the preacher told the little boy, he said, go ahead, take the parachute. I've done my time, you know, so it'll be all right. He said, no, we can make it. We can make it. He said, how? There's only one parachute. He said, the smartest guy in the world took my book bag.
Amen.
That's what I think. No matter how smart. Say what fish?
Wait, before you all continue, I got one more call. I have another caller.
Okay,
here.
Go.
Hold on.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to thank God for your life. I thank God for everyone on this line, on their respectable places. I just thank God for what he's doing in each and every one of our lives. I thank God for unity, because where unity, there is strength. And I just thank God for this day, because in every day we ought to give thanks, not just today, but every day we have to give thanks. No matter how hard or what the struggles may be, we have to give thanks in all things, because we know that God is able and he is just a God, and he is able to carry us through everything. So, you know, not give thanks just for today, but every day in our lives, we have to give thanks and praise to God, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Everybody be blessed and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Evangelist, before you go, what was Apostle's last testimony?
Apostle's testimony to the church was, no matter what things may seem like, no matter what it looked like, we still have to go forward in everything that is there. Go forward. It may come look hard. Don't let delay come in the way, but go forward. No matter what it looked like, no matter how hard it gets, just continue to press forward and go forward. And that was the word of the Apostle Porter.
They're not supposed to be easy. If you read scripture, Jesus said if they've done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one. So there's nothing new up under the sun. Look at Moses. Look at every church pastor. Look at every prophet. It was not easy for them. They give them, the true prophet of God, a hard time. But God was with them every step of the way. How is one man called fire from heaven stood up against all them false prophets, but a woman sent word to him and he ran? Phil made cover out of all of us. But let me give you a little wisdom right quick. I heard you, Pastor George. I want you to listen at this one. Also, out of all the wisdom and knowledge, get an understanding, but let's watch this wisdom. It was a little Jewish boy and Chinese boy standing on the corner talking. And a little Irish guy walked up and said, if you tell me the greatest man that ever lived, I'll give you $500. So the little Chinese fellow said, chink that chink. He said, no. The Irish fellow said, no. So the little Jewish fellow put his hand on his jaw. And he said, pointed at him and said, St. Patrick. The little Irish fellow said, you know you're right. He reached in his pocket and handed him the $500. The little Jewish fellow went around the corner and he counted his money and he looked up towards heaven. He said, you know, I had Moses in mind, but business is business. Sometimes we have to use wisdom when you're dealing with people. Praise the Lord. So everybody have a... I just thought I'd throw that in. Sometimes you have to have some wisdom when you're dealing with people, okay? Yeah, he said, I had Moses in mind. But business is business. He got that $500. Praise the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Service in the hand of Mr. Don.
That was true. Amen. Amen.
Amen and good morning. Morning, sister.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh.
Yes, I just want to say good morning. And
good
some,
morning, my brother.
My sister. We just want to say blessings to you and your family and everybody, all your listeners, for having a great Thanksgiving that's coming to you for the day, because the Lord is blessing everybody today.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Blessings,
Dan,
my
you see
brother.
It's time to get
on
the air. Everybody call it in. Everybody call it. We had to go.
I know, man. I'm like, man, I just thank God. Let me tell you all, I thank my husband. I thank each and every listener
I thank those that brought me to this point today, to where I am at. I thank God even for my enemies that keep me praying, those that call themselves my enemies. So I'm going to tell each and every one of you all, don't eat too much, but enjoy your Thanksgiving. And be thankful. Always give thanks. Fail not to give thanks to God today, because you are here because of him. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I
Amen.
Just wish we had more time.
Plenty.
Thank you, Diane.
Happy Thanksgiving,
thank you,
my
Diane.
Sister.
Thank
yes,
you.
My
thank
sister.
You, honey. Yeah.
I love
oh.
you, my sister.
I do you too.
To hear
you
your
too.
Voice.
Thank you. Thank
Ooh.
You. Okay.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. I love you too, my sister.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah.
God is good.
It is a blessing. It's a blessing. It's raining. It's raining on folks with all the blessings that's coming down.
Amen.
You know,
I, you know so. What? It's just washing away. It's just washing away all the dirty things. That's all it's doing. Because when he washes in the blood, we are cleansed. We
Amen.
Are cleansed.
Amen.
I just say thank
Amen.
You all. Thank you all again.
Thank
you. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bishop Porter, at this time, we're going to ask you to just close us out with a prayer.
Oh, praise God. Let's draw our minds in. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for another Thanksgiving day. Lord, we can continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, not only just the day of Thanksgiving, but all 365 days of the year. Oh, we glorify your holy name. Now, Father, as we go off the broadcast today, but not from your presence, I set myself in agreement that you dispatch each and every one of our angels as you rest, rule, and abide with us, as we unite with family and friends on this day. Thank you for the food that's being prepared, oh God, for the nerves in our bodies. We be so grateful and thankful for all that you have done in our lives. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying how the story is. When I let go, I let go. When I let God, let him have, let God have his way. That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying
and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.